Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because Jamie Dimon steps forward and says, "Shut it down." We're going to cover that. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And today we have a sponsor, Aegis Multi Collagen, which I will talk about later. But Jamie Dimon yesterday was in front of Congress and just was on a tirade about some people's favorite thing, and that's cryptocurrency. Now, the funny thing about Jamie Dimon is you don't have to ask him if he's the most handsome or smartest guy, in the room. He'll tell you he's the greatest guy in the world. He's the smartest and best at everything. I just can't stand the blue blood nonsense. And I'm going to give you a perfect example of why this guy is a joke. Now, I want you to think about this. There's a tremendous amount of people that have money into Bitcoin right now. And yeah, there's been some bad things that have done with Bitcoin. I own zero Bitcoin, okay? I'm not into it at all. But this is what he said. He said, "If I was the government, I would shut it down." This is for, and I got to get this quote just right because it's for great. This is for tax cheats. This is for criminals. This is for drug dealing, okay? And drug traffickers and terrorists. That's what Bitcoin is good for. That's it. And it serves no other purpose, and that there's going to be a joke when it hits 21 million Bitcoin. Now, here's the thing, guys, for those of you that don't know cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin has a finite number of Bitcoin that can be issued, and that's 21 million. Well, he said, what if that's wrong? What if Satoshi, supposedly the guy that invented Bitcoin, what if he steps forward with a big laugh and says, "Ha ha ha, I just made that up. It's going to be a lot more." Well, that would be ridiculous, guys, wouldn't it? It would then deplete the value and make it ridiculous. But please understand that this whole thing is a joke, and everybody that does this does it for tax avoidance and to do nefarious bad things. But what I want you to look at is the JP Morgan coin. And I told you guys 2 years ago that he was going to set up his own coin. So now they have the JP Morgan coin. That's okay, guys. Understand? That's not bad. That's on blockchain. It's not tied to Ethereum or anything like that. It's its own coin that we have. You understand how insane this is, that you would listen to this guy and that you would follow Jamie Dimon, and he should have been laughed out of the room. But in a Senate hearing, Elizabeth Warren took it, on face value. But you can see all the videos and read it below and watch it below, because it's insane. Because what if he says it's okay, it's okay. Now, let's talk about JP Morgan. They're getting their brain sued out right now by a company called Sinai Holdings because they said enough is enough. JP Morgan, if they don't like what you do for whatever reason, they will just close your bank account and freeze the funds. Okay? And what it's done is it's absolutely destroyed businesses during this time. Sinai Holdings was a surgical center, and the company was built up to where it did $600 million in business a year. That's a huge company, guys. That's not some, fly by night, behind the pet groomer surgical center. This is something that was a legit business that did a tremendous amount of business every year. "We don't like what you guys are doing." They froze the funds and shut the company down and made it so that this company is basically out of business during this time. So they're suing JP Morgan for this, rightfully so. And the point is that you can't have it that everything is wrong. What we're doing is right, and everything is wrong. You have to look at everything in the economy right now as a whole and understand this. Now, whether you're into cryptocurrency or not, that's your own choice. I could care less. Where people are going to get themselves in trouble in cryptocurrency is that people have made a lot of money and haven't reported it. The IRS is coming for you. Now, he should have said that and not everybody that does it's a criminal, because there's a lot of people out there that own Bitcoin that are not gangsters and not criminals and not doing anything illegal with it. And yes, the transactions can be done lightning fast, just like the JP Morgan coin. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because I thought it was ridiculous that he said this. And again, if we say it's okay, it's okay. If we think about it and we thought of it, it's a good thing. If, and again, it's ridiculous, okay? So it's overcast up here again today. Kind of wild. I'm at the Memorial, Veterans Memorial, which is really nice. Share your thoughts on this stuff so far. And again, I'm just tired of this. I'm tired of the elitism, okay, that's up here, and you're stupid. Don't forget that. Oh, you're into that? Yeah, well, you're a gangster. You're clearly a criminal, all of you guys that do this, okay? So share your thoughts on this stuff. Now, have there been bogus coins? Have NFTs fallen to the floor? Yes, absolutely. But to sit there and say that anybody's that's involved with this is what they do with it, is nuts. So it'll be interesting to see if somebody sues him over that. Because if somebody had their business closed because he said they did that stuff and they didn't do it, oh gosh, it'd be John's JP Morgan, okay? But take a look at the stories below on the lawsuits, and it's bad. Next thing, don't forget, guys, we have a Christmas card list. Everybody gets a Christmas and holiday card. I don't care what you're into. You want some good wishes from Dan and a special guest that'll be in the card. And with that, we're also going to randomly draw prizes for people. Cash, gift cards, gold, silver, good stuff, okay? Sign up for it. Go to iSecretSanta.com and sign up for that. It's absolutely free. You don't want to miss it. Even if you're on the email list, which one just went out a couple days ago, check it. Make sure that you check your spam filter. But you got to sign up separately because you got to agree to have separate emails for the Christmas card. Okay? Share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Ageless Multi Collagen. Every morning when I get up, as I stumble in the kitchen, the first thing I do is make a cup of coffee. And I take a big heaping scoop of Ageless Multi-Collagen and put it in that coffee. It's tasteless, it's odorless, it doesn't change anything, but it gives me 10 grams of biopeptides that make a huge difference with my skin health, my nail health, my eye health. It's absolutely fantastic. It comes from the good people at BioTrust, who have shipped over 15 million products. They set up a website to save over 50% off the regular prices, healthwithdan.com. Check it out today. So many of you have ordered this. It's absolutely fantastic. But think about this. 5 different types of collagen from 4 premium sources. And collagen is essential. When we are 20, we have an abundance of collagen in our system and in our skin. And as we get older, when we hit our 50s, they say we basically have 20% of the collagen we did when we were in our 20s. You need a supplement, but you need something all natural that comes from the good people at BioTrust. Check out healthwithdan.com. and get some today. You know, it's interesting because certain areas rely on certain things to have jobs and flourish. California relies heavily on tourism. So does Florida. And I got a great story sent to me by Jeffrey, talking about the Central Florida Tourism Board, Central Florida, okay? And they showed the minutes of their meetings, and they got real problems with, you know, companies like Disney and things like that. They've given these guys the moon, but they're anticipating real problems for companies like that. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out and how areas, you know, people aren't going to travel like this. People are just going to go from here to there, but they don't want to spend $300 to go to an amusement park per person. The federal regulators right now are freaking out over banks right now and bank closures. They're doing everything they can to prevent bank closures and to prevent things like Silicon Valley Bank. Well, why are you talking about that? What's the big deal? Why is this a concern? I thought everything was solved and that there's no problem. Well, there are big problems. And the banking issue is only going to get worse. And if you don't think that these losses are going to catch up with people, you're going to have friends and acquaintances and people that you've met that are instantly going to be upside down financially. Wow, I had no idea how broke they were. They seemed like they all had it going on. Your bank is going to be the same way, because in the next year, when these loans come due for commercial real estate, car loans, and things like that, that are going to cause people to go upside down and people to give hotels back to the banks, office buildings. When you see people getting their lights shut off, like on that last video I did, they're getting foreclosed on and they're not paying their electric bill. Well, they're done. They're finished, but they don't want to admit it. They want to try to sell something and try to eat another day. Steven in the UK sent me another story that they thought that they were going to have like 300 bank closures in 2023, and they're anticipating another 630 bank closures from HSBC, Barclays, and all these other branches that they never thought would go out of business, and it's something that people need to look at. And again, it's a global banking problem. Global. Doesn't matter where you live. Canada, you're going to have that problem. You're going to have a problem in the UK. And look at, read the stories below. Read the story from Reuters about the United States, UK, and share your thoughts on this stuff, because people just don't want to admit that there's this problem. Now, here's the other thing, is I got to get this right. There's so many layoffs that are happening right now. And there's a great program, the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act. What this is, Worker Adjustment, Retraining and Notification Act, is set up so that if you have a company that has over 100 employees and you're going to lay off people, you're going to lay off more than 100 full-time workers, you have to give them 60 days notice. You just can't, hey guys, Thursday's your last day. Now, there's a furniture company that did that, and they're getting their brain sued out by the state that they're in. But the idea with this is that you're starting to see more and more people lay people off. Even the EDD, which handles, think about this, the unemployment in California is laying people off right now. Wow. You know, Broadcom just bought a company, and they laid off 1,267 employees right now. So you're going to see more layoffs than you've seen in a long time. But again, all my friends in manufacturing, every single one of them, it says, wait till the first of the year, Dan. You're going to see big, big problems in the first of the year. Let me know what you think. Share your thoughts on this. Kind of gloomy and beautiful and depressing at the same time. But, you know, Jamie Dimon says shut it down, so shut it down. Here's something you're going to see a lot of, and that is shopping malls are going to get new owners, and they're going to buy these things for a song. They're basically going to get them at a really steep discount, but it will not prevent the big companies from leaving. You're going to see what they used to call anchor stores bail from these malls, and you're going to see malls be a shell of what they were. So somebody sent me the Tuttle Crossing Mall. Has new ownership, but the stores are leaving, and it's basically a barren area, Dublin, Ohio. It's interesting because you're going to see more and more and more of this happen, and the shopping malls are dead. Yeah, you have Black Friday people telling me how great it was. It wasn't. It doesn't matter that people go out. Some people want to get out of the house and just be around other people. Some of you hate other people and hate the idea of being in a crowd. And, crowd anxiety was what two people wrote me that had nothing to do with each other. I thought it was the same person. Okay. So share your thoughts on that. Plus, remember 23andMe when they got hacked and they said, hey, it's no big deal. We can't confirm or deny. We're not sure that this happened. Well, guess what, guys? 6 million people got their identity stolen. 6 million now. 6.4. All your data, all your family history, everything was stolen from these poor people. So you're going to see more of this. You're going to see a lot more of these problems come out with these hackings and with things like this. But the worst thing, the insult to this whole thing is that it's no big deal. This hasn't happened. We're unaware of it. And they knew it had happened the entire time. So you guys sign up for 23andMe? Any of those things. And I told you guys this, when I run biotech and medical conferences, we had a lot of people. One of them was like, hey, we're going to set up a biotech familia tracking system, and it's going to be free. It's free to sign up, free to join, but we're going to sell your data. Sign here and we'll sell your data. Who would do that? Hey, listen, give us your name, address, social security number, and just understand this, that this program's free, and we're going to share it with everybody. Okay. This next story was concerning that Curtis sent me, and he signed up for a Walmart discount shopping app, and after he signed up for it, he put all his data in, and then he got notification from his credit card that said, $0.00 was charged to your credit card. He's like, how? There's a $0 charge to this. So he's like, what do you mean $0 was charged? So he went to the credit card, logged into it, and then logged into the Walmart shopping app and said, damn, they wanted to charge me $12.95 a month to have a discount shopping site. And he's like, I'm not going to pay for that. And how many people out there, he said, fall for this and don't put their information in correctly or don't have, you know, text messaging for charges. I mean, I paid for parking 10 minutes ago and they sent me a text message for the parking. So I know when people are going to do stuff. Does that make sense? A lot of people don't have that. And because Curtis had that, you know, he caught onto this. And he said he would have not noticed this for months if he didn't have that. So share your thoughts on this stuff because this is happening and you've got to be vigilant when it comes to this stuff right now. I'm going to end this video with these last few stories. And the first one is a great story about Walmart executives. Walmart executives are talking about how, you know, we have no way of predicting consumer demand on what the consumer is going to do. They're in such a precarious spot right now. It's, you know, we don't think that we can actually predict what's going to happen first quarter, second quarter, third and fourth, because people have limited money. They're not spending like they used to at the discount retailer. Okay. So again, that should be concerning for everybody. But again, people are cutting back in every way, shape, and form. Cutting back on food, cutting back on worthless purchases, cutting back on makeup and everything like that. Now, the next thing is Target, okay? And I experienced this with Walmart the other day, and that is the Bronx Target has a problem where you have to be 18 years old to walk in the store now. You can't be a child and walk in the Bronx Walmart. I don't know if they can do that, but, you know, some lawyer will do it. They're just sick of crime. They got rid of self-checkout, but here's the worst part of this. Oh, you want to buy makeup? You have to pay for your purchase here. Can't leave the counter with your mascara. Got to pay for it here. Well, I just want to buy my toothpaste and toothbrush. Got to buy it here, guys. Got to buy it here. Can't leave the area. Oh, now go to the next department. Oh, you want to get batteries? Got to pay for it here. Okay. Now, will this stop you from stealing? Of course it will, but it's also going to make it so that you're going to have 9 transactions inside of a store because food's going to be different than the mascara. Now, when I was in Walmart, I asked them, I said, listen, I'm going to buy these batteries and the headphones and stuff like that. Can I bring anything else? But yeah, you can bring 2 more items up here. Okay, well, that's a rally killer, and that absolutely destroys the shopping experience when you have to do this, and you can't leave the electronics there if you have to purchase it there. So, you know what I mean? It's going to make it worse and worse and worse right now. Now, you have to have immediate results. You want to be able to go get stuff and, oh, I ran out of this and I need it. You still want to be able to do that. Final story is Sears. Sears is trying to make a comeback. And I'm like, really? Are you in this time? Now, think about this. In 2005, Sears merged with Kmart. Okay, Blue Plate Special, Blue Light Special, whatever it was. Anyways, Blue Light Special. Kmart and Sears at their peak had 3,500 locations. Right now, they're trying to bring this back, and they have 13 Sears and 2 Kmarts right now. Now, if they left it there and it was just a nostalgic place to shop, like going to Blockbuster, because there was one Blockbuster open forever and a day, that would be, okay, let's go to Sears and make it that type of shopping experience. But they're going to try to turn it into a retail experience and try to compete again, and it's never going to work. So share your thoughts on that. Again, when I was a kid, one thing that I looked forward to was the JCPenney catalog with the go-karts in it and the Sears catalog and all the stuff. And I would circle stuff that I wanted to, you know, buy and could never afford and things like that. But again, times are changing, guys, right now when it comes to all this stuff. So do we need Sears and Kmart back? Let me know. Okay. And plus, again, the theme, let us know what you think about Bitcoin. Shut it down. Okay. Come on, guys. Okay. It's ridiculous. Please like this video. Please share it with everybody. Please don't forget to take a look at the last video, which was how to get a grant. If you know anybody that is hurting financially, share that video with them. That's a big deal because people need services. People need to pay their rent. People need to pay health insurance, food. They need utilities. They need to start a business. Look at that video. It will help them. Okay? Don't forget to sign up for the Christmas list. Hope you guys like this. It is crazy, guys. It's really warm out here, and then we get these pockets of fog that people are like, go down there and look at that. So this is what fog looks like, guys, when it's hot out, okay? I'll see you guys very soon.